Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Chinese in the crosshairs of mushrooming transnational cybercrime. Published in Caixin Global, written by Qin Jianhang and Han Wei. Read to you by Cliff Larson. It was May 25th this year, 2023. An otherwise normal day that Lin Ping received a shocking WeChat message from her 19-year-old son, Xiao Wei, saying he and a friend had been tricked and sold to Myanmar, pleading for her to seek help from the Chinese police. In the frantic message that followed, Xiao Wei said he had been lured by the promise of a job transporting raw jade stones in Xishuangbanna in southwest China's Yunnan province, Lin told Caixin. But upon arrival, he had been kidnapped and smuggled to neighboring Myanmar, where he was forced to work for an online and telecom scam operation located in a compound in Kokang in the northern Shan state, a hotbed of cybercrime activity. Lin, a resident of Baishan City in northeast China's Jilin province, said she had contacted the gang holding Xiao Wei in August through an intermediary who told her 450,000 yuan, $62,545, would buy her son's freedom. But it was far more than she could afford. Lin had had no subsequent contact with Xiao Wei since September 4th, and the silence instead punctuated by photos sent to her phone of him being beaten by his captors, apparently because he failed to achieve their so-called performance targets in terms of illicit gains from cyber scams. Xiao Wei is just one victim of organized cybercrime gangs operating across Southeast Asia and China's southern border in countries like Myanmar and Cambodia that have enslaved hundreds of thousands of people and netted tens of billions of dollars in profits stolen from unsuspecting victims of their scams. The situation is getting worse. Cybercrime scams and related kidnappings have exploded since 2020, when COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent economic downturn fueled the number of such crimes, including fake online romantic ploys, bogus investment pitches, and illegal gambling schemes. Scammers operating in one unnamed Southeast Asian country are estimated to be generating between $7.5 and $12.5 billion, or half the value of that country's gross domestic product, according to a report last month by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Trafficking in persons connected to casinos and scam operations run by organized crime has mushroomed across Southeast Asia, particularly in the Mekong, said Jeremy Douglas, UNODC regional representative to Southeast Asia and the Pacific last month. Such online telecom scams involve not only fooling unsuspecting people into transferring money, but also establishing an entire gray industrial chain designed to support the illicit enterprise, which includes the theft and resale of personal information, human smuggling, forging of official documents, and other crimes. Victims, not criminals. In cross-border telecom fraud, people play a dual role as both the source of benefits and the means to generate those benefits, said Jian Kunyi, a law professor at Yunnan University of Finance and Economics. Telecom fraud inevitably gives rise to a new form of human trafficking, whereby criminal groups extract benefits from both trafficking people and through the use of the victims they traffic to exploit others, said Jin. The United Nations, in an August report, said criminal gangs have forced hundreds of thousands of people in Southeast Asia into participating in unlawful online scam operations. At least 120,000 people in Myanmar and roughly 100,000 people in Cambodia may be held in situations where they are forced to carry out online scams, according to the report, which cited unnamed, credible sources. People who are coerced into working in these scamming operations endure inhumane treatment while being forced to carry out crimes, said UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk. People trafficked into online scam operations often face the range of serious violations and abuses, including threats to their safety and security. Many have been subjected to torture and cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment, according to the UN report. They are victims. They are not criminals, said Türk. The International Criminal Police Organization, commonly known as Interpol, in June issued a global warning about fraudulent activities related to human trafficking, saying initially these scam centers were concentrated in Cambodia, but have now been found in Laos and Myanmar. Moreover, at least four other Asian countries have become human trafficking hubs, and there's evidence that regions like West Africa are adopting similar practices with widespread cyber financial crimes, said Interpol. Over the past few years, the scale of the problem has exploded. Chinese nationals have become a primary target of criminal syndicates who use Chinese facilitators that employ scams, kidnapping, or human trafficking to entrap their victims abroad, China's top procuratorate said in September. They recruit victims by enticing them overseas with the promise of non-existent high-paying jobs or through people smuggling pipelines, then detain them illegally in foreign countries, forcing them to engage in online frauds and scams, according to China's Ministry of Public Security. But Chinese aren't just the victims of these crimes. They are also often the perpetrators. A Chinese national living in Cambodia, who's been assisting authorities to rescue trafficked people, told Caixin that many of the online gambling and telecom fraud operations in Cambodia are run by Chinese nationals, and a significant portion of them are fugitives. Media reports and social media posts have revealed how young Chinese have been detained in compounds overseas, essentially becoming enslaved. Operating these facilities require a large number of individuals who understand Chinese and are familiar with domestic environment. The spike in the number of cases tells the story. In 2022, China busted 464,000 cases of telecom and internet fraud, compared with 256,000 in 2020. According to statistics from the Ministry of Public Security, throughout that year, authorities stopped suspicious money transfers totaling 318 billion yuan, that's 44 billion US dollars, to scammers, authorities said. The situation has become so dire that in mid-August, law enforcement authorities of China, Thailand, Myanmar, and Laos launched a joint campaign to crack down on illegal gambling and fraud perpetrated by organized crime rings in their border regions. In September, China and Cambodia agreed to team up on combating cross-border crime such as online gambling and telecom fraud through law enforcement and security cooperation. And in late September, more than 150 Chinese nationals suspected of committing cross-border telecom fraud were deported from Indonesia as part of Beijing's international cooperation in cracking down on such crimes. Trapped in Myanmar. Since the beginning of the year, Caixin has learned from multiple sources who claim their relatives have been deceived into working for the operations of telecom scam overseas. Once abroad, they are detained and held against their will, with the criminal groups demanding hundreds of thousands of yuan from the victims' families to secure their release, according to sources. If negotiations fail, or no ransom is paid, the detained are often subjected to physical abuse and some even resold to other criminal groups. A college student named Li told Caixin he was sold three times and worked for four scam organizations after he was trafficked to Myanmar through Xishuangbanna. Li was also deceived by fake job recruitment and trafficked to Myanmar in late July. He had been coerced to conduct bogus investment pitches and a pornographic live streaming scam which lures people into watching pornographic videos or recording them and then blackmailing the viewers, said Li, who were eventually freed in September after his family paid 400,000 yuan ransom. The government has tried to warn people of the danger. Since February 2022, China's Foreign Affairs Ministry has issued multiple warnings to Chinese nationals traveling to Myanmar, informing them of the risks of fake job offers. However, record youth unemployment and a faltering post-COVID economic recovery at home means the promise of high-paying jobs, even in seemingly lawless border regions of countries like Myanmar, will remain a powerful lure for Chinese nationals. Undoubtedly, it is the lawlessness in strife-torn Myanmar that has made it a preferred hideout for scammers exploiting the country's ethnic conflicts and fragmented autonomy, especially organized crime groups from China. It should come as no surprise, as China and Myanmar share a border of 2,185 kilometers with the Yunnan section of 1,997 kilometers. On both sides of the border, the majority of people share similar customs, similar languages, and similar culture. In many areas of northern Myanmar, southwest Chinese dialects are commonly spoken, and both the Chinese currency and domestic telecom signals are used. The crime situation worsened after 2019 when Myanmar enacted the gambling law, allowing foreigners to establish casinos in the country. This facilitated the migration of online gambling and telecom fraud groups that were facing crackdowns in both China and other Southeast Asian countries to northern Myanmar. Some local armed groups in the region provided them with shelter and profited from them. To address this in March 2023, law enforcement authorities in China, Myanmar, and Thailand held a meeting in Bangkok to discuss joint actions to combat human trafficking and cross-border cybercrime scams. The action has yielded some results. According to Caixin's calculations based on public information, as of September 16th, China has extradited or taken into custody over 1,700 suspects involved in cybercrime scams from countries including Myanmar and Laos. Most of the suspects were handed over by foreign authorities to China after they launched the joint crackdown. In early September, authorities of the Wa State, an autonomous region in northeastern Myanmar, launched a crackdown on local telecom fraud operations and detained 1,508 individuals, including 1,207 Chinese nationals, according to the Ministry of Public Security. The crackdown was a joint action by law enforcement authorities in the Wa State and the Pu'er Yunnan province, in which Chinese side provided tip-offs about the criminal operations and suspects, said the ministry. More joint operations like this have been carried out. On September 3rd, the Public Security Department in Xishuangbanna launched a joint crackdown with the district of Myanmar's Shan State, in which 269 telecom fraud suspects were detained, including 186 Chinese nationals. But the effects of such operations remain to be seen, and some observers have expressed concern that the high-profile crackdowns will only force the scammers to hide and relocate. There is precedent for such an outcome. Indeed, the current crisis is viewed by some as the result of a tightened crackdown in China beginning in 2019 that forced many criminal gangs engaged in scamming operations to move to Southeast Asian countries, including Myanmar and Cambodia. But despite the increased government focus on combating the spiraling crisis the thousands enslaved by the scammers in foreign camps and their families, as well as those duped out of millions via online hoaxes, can only hope for some measure of justice to assist with their plight. Lin is one of those looking for any sign of hope for her son, Xiaowei. As the days have turned to weeks since she has heard from him, she now spends her time anxiously monitoring news about Koukang, where she believes her son is being held, searching for any clue that may aid in a rescue. A rescue that may or may not come. Lin Ping and Xiaowei are pseudonyms. You've been listening to Chinese in the Crosshairs of Mushrooming Transnational Cybercrime, published in Caixin Global, written by Qin Jianhang and Han Wei, read to you by Cliff Larson.